From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A car bomb kills at least 26 people. It happened at a gathering of Taliban and Afghan armed forces in the eastern city of Nangarhar as soldiers and militants celebrated an unprecedented Eid al-Fitr ceasefire, Islamic State claiming responsibility while the Taliban had already denied involvement. The Iran-aligned Houthi movement is fighting to keep Saudi-led coalition forces from taking full control of the airport in Yemen's port city of Hodeidah, and an offensive the UN says could trigger a famine imperiling millions. Stephen Anderson is the World Food Program's country director in Yemen.
Any kind of blockage of the free flow of humanitarian food, also commercial stocks of particularly food and fuel, could have a major impact on people who are already highly vulnerable.
Hodeidah is a lifeline for Yemen, which imports 90% of its food, its fuel, and medicines. 70% of those come from the port cities. A group of 630 migrants were greeted with a big welcome home sign in various languages when their ship docked today in the Spanish port city of Valencia. The ship known as the Aquarius, a Doctors Without Borders vessel, rescued the migrants off Libya's coast last week. Spain has offered to accept the migrants after both Italy's new populist government and Malta refused to let the ship dock in their ports. Italy's new interior minister said its refusal to accept the migrants was a message to the European countries to do their part. This is VOA News. A taxi drove into a crowd of pedestrians near Moscow's Red Square, injuring 8 people there, including 2 Mexicans. They were in the city for the World Cup, Russia's hosting. Moscow's traffic management authority said the taxi driver had a driver's license issued in Kyrgyzstan, a mainly Muslim ex-Soviet republic. It cited the driver, who was in police custody, as saying that he had not driven into the crowd on purpose. At least 17 people died in a club in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, when a person activated a tear gas grenade inside. More than 50 people were there. It was a graduation party at the club. The device went off during a fight between several people, causing a stampede toward the exits. 11 people suffocated to death. When the gas filled the club's confined space, 8 of those who died were younger than 18. Student activists from a high school in the U.S. state of Florida, where 17 people were killed this year, have kicked off a bus tour starting in the city of Chicago with an emotional, star-studded rally to fight gun violence. AP's Jackie Quinn reporting.
A high-profile grieving relative, Jennifer Hudson, whose mom, sister, and nephew were fatally shot, joined the Stoneman Douglas students and local activists working to get young people to register to vote to replace lawmakers who don't support gun control. Parkland survivor Kyra Simon.
Every single voice, no matter where it comes from, matters.
Chance the Rapper and Will.i.am also appeared, along with former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who was shot in the head in 2011.
Vote, vote, vote.
The names of 147 of Chicago's young people shot to death over the past year were read aloud.
America, you should be ashamed.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
China has responded vigorously in its state media after President Trump said the U.S. will impose tariffs on $50 billion of Chinese imported goods to the U.S., but some commentary left the room for further negotiations. Erlen Eck, an analyst at the China Policy Consultancy on further issues for the Chinese.
As long as the U.S. is acting more or less alone, and as long as the U.S. is also attacking other developed countries, China don't see a big problem. If the EU, Japan, and some other countries were to team up with the U.S. In a more sophisticated strategy, then I think they would be more alarmed.
China also says it will impose an additional 25% tariffs on some U.S. goods worth maybe as much as $50 billion in response to the U.S. imposition of tariffs. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.